Syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this hump day. And yes, this is the time in which we jump into a thing we like to call the Grand Council. Get together with two of my brethren and talk radio. We ping each other with questions. We just see where the chips fall. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. But hey, we always love each other in the end. Let me just call the roll from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you so much. All right, and calling in by phone right now from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville, also broadcasting on multiple other stations, allegedly in other places around the state, and, oh, by the way, writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you there? Is he there? Did we lose Dale? Dale Jackson, are you there? Dale's not there. Oh, my gosh. You know what? Big Rig, ready for a sound effect? Two out of three. We got a quorum. I'm going to go ahead and say, hit me some sound.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right. So we're back. Grand Council with two of us. I'm going to say, why don't we just sit here and talk about Dale Jackson for a few minutes? I think that'd be a hoot. Jeff, what is your question about Dale?
Dale preparing for this segment or Dale preparing for this wrestling event in Nashville he's going to tonight? What did he put more time into?
I'm going to go ahead and say very likely more time preparing for the wrestling event, because that is absolutely a priority over anything radio. We know that for a fact.
Yeah, it seems to be his mojo there, but I don't get it. Do you?
All I know is this. It's a father-son thing, so I can't argue with taking Grant, but nonetheless.
He was doing it before Grant came along.
So you're not excusing it now is what you're saying.
Don't give me that out.
Grand Council stuff. What's your first question for moi on the Grand Council?
Let's kick it off here. I mean, the Kamala honeymoon is underway. Yeah. How much longer do we have to endure this?
Well, you know, I tell you what's the most galling thing. I did my monologue today on the gaslighting. Like, for instance, they're already revising old headlines, and like Axios completely got rid of the whole thing about her being the border czar back in the day. And then you got any number of other articles. I think one GovTrack just said that she's no longer considered to be the 2019 most liberal senator. So I don't know, man. I don't know how long it goes. She's going to get a bump, but we knew part of the bump is just the relief they have in not having Biden. But how long can this last? I give it another week, and then stuff begins to sort of trickle out, and she cackles badly, and then word salad, and then we'll see. What are your thoughts?
I think they're going to be let down by her. I don't think she is I'm very underwhelmed by her work ethic. I think she is not going to last till November 5th. I'm telling you, Senator, if she were as great as they say she is, she'd be president right now.
Yeah, and she would have done better in the primary last time with more than the 1% she got and dropped out early. I'm told that Dale Jackson is back on the line en route to his wrestling event in Nashville. Dale, you there?
Blood and guts!
All right,
that's what we're doing.
We talked all about you, just so you know. We already had our Dale Jackson bashing session before you got on. Hey, the question right now is, how long is the Kamala honeymoon going to last? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, this is going to go on until the election. I mean, the media is forcing this. The same people that told you Biden was fine are now telling you Kamala Harris is competent. Nobody believes them, but it's not about us who are paying attention. It's about my mom, who watches ABC News every single evening. I just love the David Muir guy. He's so nice. That's what it's about. Those millions upon millions of people that do that, who now are like, oh, yes, Kamala Harris, so exciting. Yeah, and she is, because she's not Joe Biden. That's it. But I think this goes on far longer. She's got the best thing in the world going for her. She'll get the Barack Obama coverage and the Hillary Clinton coverage together. And I think that she's got it. I don't use the slam dunk by any chance for Republicans and for Donald Trump. Every single word said about her, like, hey, do you have any accomplishments? I'm like, whoa, that's racist. What are you suggesting? accomplishment to run for president now, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So I think this goes on for a while.
Any other thoughts on your own question there, Jeff?
No, I still think they're going to be let down, but yeah. I don't think it's going to go on forever. I don't think she is committed to the cause.
I think she's got her moment in the spotlight, and it's like an episode of Veep, and it's going to burn out pretty. I think she's got about 30 days of karma for Kamala, and then it's going to wind up expiring, and it's going to be like buyer's remorse on the Democrat side. That's my thoughts. Just saying. In fact, I tell you what, let me take that a step further. I'll take my question next. Why is it insulting to say she's a DEI hire? When they say they love DEI, they claim to love DEI. DEI is all the rage. And Biden himself even said he was looking for black females to be in his administration, starting with the vice president. And yet people are insulted when we say she's a DEI hire. Jeff.
Because it undermines that she is has demerit to be president of the United States. And they know that is it's like okay for thee, but not for me, a sort of approach to what kind of society we're going to live in. And by saying she's a DEI president, it undermines their argument that she's a better choice than Donald Trump or for that matter, than Joe Biden. So, I think she is the DEI stuff that they're going to have to try to figure out how to explain it.
Dale, why is it so bad to call her a DEI hire?
If she ain't a DEI hire, there's no reason for DEI at all.
DEI exists solely to give her platform. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, if she doesn't need DEI to get this job, then it has no reason to exist. I mean, that's as simple as I can put it. There's just no reason for it. And what's going on in Alabama where they're getting proposed in all the offices, they're just moving around the money and calling it something else.
Yep.
That's all you're going to get. Look, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. Some terrible news outlet, like 1819 News, is going to be telling us a little bit later this year about some crazy DEI-style stuff happening in the non-DEI offices at the University of Alabama. That's going to happen.
Yeah, well, okay, all the same, I suspect that sometime soon we'll see Kamala Harris talk passionately about why DEI needs to get reinstated back in all these universities and evil states like Alabama, and yet she's the DEI hire. All right, Dale, what question do you have for the crew?
Wandling a van, first Democrat that I've seen come out in favor of the governor sending in the police. Now, she had called for the National Guard, which is exactly what they should do because they could do that now. But they instead called for, like, some sort of state takeover from the attorney general or from the governor or I don't know, like some farm commissioner somewhere. He gets to do it. But they haven't decided what that looks like, but she's in favor of it. Will other Democrats follow suit?
Jeff, y'all ran this, so go with it. What do you think? Did we lose Jeff?
Good.
We lost Jeff after we just harangued you for dropping your signal.
And that wasn't my fault. You blamed Mr. Big Rig there for that one.
Big Rig, he just threw you under the bus, just so you know.
There we go.
He's back.
All right, he's back. So, Jeff, did you hear the question?
No.
Okay, never mind. here's the thing. Wandling Gavan is hard to take her serious at any given time, right? And then I find myself leaning towards something and suddenly she agrees and I'm thinking, holy cow, maybe I should back off just because Wandling Gavan is saying this. My first thought is Wandling Gavan is mad at somebody and this is her way of getting back at them for not buying into whatever she was doing on something else. Jeff, you?
Maybe so, but I think it's probably this, like you're not getting answers from your city officials. So what do? You kick it up a step or two. You go to your member of the legislature, you go to your congressman or whatever. And I think she's hearing from her people that this is just ridiculous what's going on in the city of Birmingham. And that's where she is like, well, I mean, she may be Democrat and believe all this sort of tripe that they peddle in these urban cities in Alabama. But I also think that she's kind of team state government and not team municipal government.
Well, and she's also team big government. That's the problem I have with this potential legislation is I get a little concerned about the idea of big government and reducing the opportunity for local controls. But right now they got no local controls. It's just, yeah, Birmingham, Montgomery, it's got to change because people are dying. All right, that would be round one.
Can I say something before we go? Hold on.
Yeah, what? What do you got?
Just real quick. National Guard. Why doesn't she just do that? Because that will get Randall Woodfin and others to focus more on this stuff if they do that. Why don't they just do that?
Because of a lot of things. Number one, it's the governor who has to call them up and give a state emergency reason for doing it. And then secondly, you delve into issues of posse comitatus. Even though it's a National Guard, you're still looking at martial law and military governance. And so that's a whole can of worms, man. I don't think they need to do that right now. Nope.
I just want the bluff. I want the bluff to force them into good behavior.
Oh, so you're using it as your ace in the hole. I see it. Yeah. All right. Good enough. Round one, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, Dale Jackson from WVNN and also with Yellowhammer News, and this little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going back right now to round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Jeffro Poore, you got it first. What you got?
Back to presidential politics here, and it appears to me, and maybe this is part of the plan. Does it just feel like the Trump guys are laid a little low right now, and they're not really going on offense, or are we just being overwhelmed by a Kamala Harris media news cycle?
I think in part the ramp up for Kamala is definitely underway right now. But it was very obvious, though, that last week, in fact, I think one of the Trump acolytes even said, we see no reason to have to get out there. They're doing it to themselves. And I think that's been the thing. We've been watching them eat themselves. It's like just crazy to see the fratricide going on the Democrat side. Now that they started settling in and coalescing around their coronated candidate, I think we'll see the Trump campaign kicking back into high gear. I think they've been prepping for Kamala for a long time. Dale?
Yeah, whoever gets Donald Trump to be quiet for a long period of time while other people are destroying themselves and doing God's work. Because it's one of his biggest problems when he was president and before was that he would just step all over things that were good for him with other things. He just let this stuff kind of breathe. And the ramp up is obvious as well. That's true, too.
Well, he also had the convention last week, and the convention kind of spoke for itself. The convention wrote those stories. And somebody did try to kill him. There was that little thing that happened like Saturday week. Yeah, that was that's not so far removed from our psyche, although the press is already moving past it. But, hey. All right, your own question, Jeff. Anything more on it?
Yeah, I just think there's binders of opposition here, of oppo on Kamala Harris, whatever you want to call her. And so, like, when is the appropriate time to really kick it into high gear here?
Yesterday. I think it's time. I think it's time. Now, the funny thing is, she's not technically the nominee yet. She actually is technically not the nominee until the party figures out how to vote in a way that complies with state laws. They've still got a logistical conundrum on their hands right now, but she's been coronated. All right. Hey, let me grow this real quick before we run out of time. So apparently, after being AWOL for a week, President Biden, despite the fact that Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all these other means by which he can do a video presentation were available to him, he chose not to even be seen for nearly a week. He's back in the White House. He's going to address the nation tonight. Here's my question. Is he going to resign? Your thoughts on it, Dale?
I don't think so. I think he still thinks he can be president. He just got bullied out. I'm hoping he opens it up and goes, they're making me not be president anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going. Yeah. Come and get me. I've got an army and nukes. Come on.
What do you bet they've checked that teleprompter three times and tried to make sure he's juiced up with just the right stuff to stay on script? I can just tell you. I think that's part of the problem. They've been worried he'd go off script. Jeff?
No, I don't think he's going to resign tonight. I think he's still it would be a lot for the ticket, and all they're worried about is the ticket in November. It would be a lot for the ticket for him to walk away, hand over the presidency to Kamala, and then what? And then so she's got not only getting a presidential campaign together, but also running the country.
Yeah, so I think the thing to watch tonight is if he does something like implodes or goes off script, then he may be out of office. But I don't think he's going to resign tonight, but I think he's going to try to be that which he is not, and that's where he's dangerous to them. So, last question. Dale, what do you got, real quick?
There's a debate, or is there not a debate? Trump wasn't on Fox News. It's already scheduled for ABC. If he backed out, they're going to crush him for it. Will he back out? Will there be a debate? I think there will be.
I think there will be. At the very least, he's already said, I will debate. The thing is, they don't know who the actual nominee is, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he'll debate. I don't think she's going to be. I think she's going to be kind of terrible as a candidate. She's just not going to perform to the expectations. She is a high bar now, right? Joe Biden had a real low bar. They have put the bar so high for Kamala Harris, I think she is not going to be able to live up to it.
Well, last question. How do we pronounce her name? Is it Kamala? Kamala?
Kamala, yeah, or whatever.
I don't know. I guess we better figure it out. But nonetheless, hopefully we're only saying it for 100 days and that's it.
There's a clip of Mika Brzezinski saying that they're saying it wrong because they're being racist, and then she says it the same way twice.
I'm pretty sure that if we said it right, we'd still be racist in their eyes. I don't know what we can do to possibly change Mika. All right, fellas, Dale, be safe on the road. Take care of Grant. Don't get too into the thing tonight. And then Jeff, thank you. All right, you guys, that is the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson and just little old me. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back. And yeah, I got some text messages to catch up on. And then, oh, by the way, I'm just sitting here stoking some personal fury as I watch the devastation being wrought on our public monuments and public squares in D.C. by pro-Palestinians who think it's cool to get out there and spray graffiti on marble monuments that stand for things that they don't have a clue about. And yet here we are, and there they are. We'll talk about that maybe mixed in with some other stuff that I've got laid on for the third dipper. I'm talking about Through the Looking Glass if we get to it. Oh, my gosh. It is Alice in Wonderland. It is like craziness right now. This is a political environment unlike that which we have seen. You guys stay tuned. We'll keep bringing you the truth and the reason. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.